basically, when you buy a property, you're going to need about 20 to 30% down payment. Let's just say it's 25% down payment. If you're telling them to carry 25% of the notes and you're buying it for $1 million, you go to Mr. Bank and Mr. Bank gives you $750,000. You come up with a 250, most likely.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. This is Javier Hinojo, your host of The Naked Truth about Real Estate Investing. And today's subject is going to be, if you can't beat the price, beat the terms. Basically, what that means, if you can't get your cash price, try to get something on terms. Basically, owner finance, owner carry. So you can make these deals work. You can pay a little bit more if basically we tell, hey, Mr. or Miss Seller, if they want $1 million for their property and the most you can pay is whatever, you know, $750,000. This is what you say. You say, hey, Miss Seller, look, I know you want $1 million. I don't want to make you upset or I don't want to disrespect you. I don't want you to think that I'm trying to steal your property. But what I can do to make this property work is $600,000. And I'm sure you wouldn't take that, would you? And then I stay quiet. I would just stay straight up quiet. And then they're going to laugh, get pissed off, whatever. Maybe not, because I already told them exactly what they were going to feel. So most likely, they're not going to get pissed off. They might say, you know what? I'll take $800, $750. You can start negotiating. Get yourself a cash price. Awesome. They might say, hey, look, I'm firm on $1 million. If they want $1 million, just be like, okay, well, I can get you $1 million if you're willing to carry a note or if you want to do it on terms. And they're going to say, what do you mean by that? And you're like, okay, well, I'll give you $1 million if you carry 25% of the note. Basically means they're going to carry 25% of the mortgage. What does that mean to you? What does that mean? Okay. What exactly does that mean? Basically, when you buy a property, you're going to need about 20 to 30% down payment. Let's just say it's 25% down payment. If you're telling them to carry 25% of the note and you're buying it for $1 million, you go to Mr. Bank and Mr. Bank gives you $750,000. You come up with a 250, most likely, because some banks don't like the owner to put the 250 in the back end. Just check with your bank. Make sure you're not breaking any rules or laws. You come up with a 250K. How do you come up with if you don't have money? Hey, you can actually call me. Anybody out there needs some transactional funding, send me an email. I can do transactional funding, which basically means, I should probably mention that all the time. I just thought about it. But anyways, basically means I'll let you borrow money for like a day or two or three or a couple of hours. It's just for transaction. If you don't have the $250,000, you call me. I put the $250,000, you know, I charge you a couple of points for it. And then you're closing the property. But as soon as you're closing the property, the owner is going to give you your $250,000 right back because they're carrying 25% of the note, right? Which is a 250K. And then, right, you pay me back my money, of course, with the fee. So you might be out a little bit of money, but you're not out of the $250,000. So maybe you want to say, hey, Mr. Seller, can you carry 27.5% of the note? So maybe you have an extra, whatever, $20,000 left over, or whatever you need, whatever makes sense for you. How much do you need him to carry? What if the down payment is only 20% and you get 25%, right? You got an extra 50K. That's enough to pay closing costs, some of my fees or the transactional fees or money in your pocket. If you had your own money, that money goes right in your pocket. So you basically buy a property. It can be a house. It could be an apartment building. It could be a freaking plane. It can be whatever the hell you want. A car with really no money out of pocket. So if you can't beat the price, beat the terms. So make sure you ask, guys. All you got to do is ask the seller. You never know. Real estate is like a box of chocolates. You'll never know what you're going to get. I like that. I should make a t-shirt on that. So just do it, guys. So I'm your host, Javier. Don't lose your shirt.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, javierhinojo.junior. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name, Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000, and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's a $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture. Send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review and I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.